KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 50 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports two arrests from over the weekend. 23-year-old Christopher Palmer of Liberty, Missouri, and 46-year-old Angela Wimber of Afton were arrested on separate charges Saturday at 104 West Taylor Street. Palmer was arrested a little after 11 p.m. for simple assault. Wimber was arrested at around 1:18 p.m. Saturday for disorderly conduct. Both were released from the scene on a summons to appear. And a Creston man reported to police late Saturday morning that sometime between September 21st and 24th, someone entered his vehicle, which was parked outside of his residence in the 500 block of North Cherry Street. A Springfield Arms semi-automatic 380 was stolen from inside the vehicle. The weapon was valued at $400. Iowa's two Republican U.S. senators are praising the president's choice of Amy Coney Barrett for the vacancy on the Supreme Court. Senator Chuck Grassley said Barrett is eminently qualified, and he says she doesn't deserve the kind of shenanigans that happened after President Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the court in 2018. Senator Joni Ernst said Barrett is an experienced jurist and a working mom of seven who joins a growing but still too small list of women nominated to be judges in the federal court system. Both Grassley and Ernst are members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The panel's scheduled to start hearings on Barrett's nomination on October the 12th. Doug Emhoff, the husband of vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris, suggested during a weekend appearance in Iowa that Senator Harris would have much to say about Barrett during the Senate debate.
She'll be squarely in the fight to stop McConnell from jamming through a justice who will try to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Just when we need it most.
And both Grassley and, as I mentioned, Emhoff spoke at a drive-in campaign rally in Cedar Rapids Saturday. Jill Biden, the wife of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, spoke at that rally too, pledging that her husband would preserve the Affordable Care Act if needed.
He has spent his entire career listening, standing up to bullies, and bringing people together.
Polls suggested Iowa's six Electoral College votes are up for grabs. Lara Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, campaigned in Iowa last week, and Vice President Mike Pence will campaign here this Thursday, October 1st. Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday will hold an in-person and electronic meeting via Zoom beginning at 9 a.m. On their agenda is action on a resolution assigning a county-held tax sale certificate to the City of Atlantic and enter into an agreement to abate taxes if Atlantic acquires ownership of the parcel. The board will review and also change the compensation rate for County Engineer Trent Wolken following last week's closed session for his six-month performance review. In other business, the supervisors will act on a resolution placing stop signs at the intersection of 595th Street and Lansing Road. Last week, John Schwanke asked the board to consider a stop sign or signs at the blind intersection located at the top of a hill. It was noted the site had become a dangerous corner due to increased traffic associated with the opening of a new rock quarry. The board concluded after considerable discussion last week that a stop sign is most definitely needed. And the Board of Supervisors will discuss the closing of a county roadway at 570th Street and the I-80 underpass tomorrow. The Iowa DOT plans to make I-80 a six-lane highway, which requires the closure of some underpasses. As an incentive, they're offering the county about $1.5 million to close the road. After much discussion last week, including sharing of concerns from landowners and residents in the area, both north and south of Interstate 80, the board decided to continue those discussions at future meetings, including the one set for tomorrow. Atlantic's Community Promotion, or rather Community Protection Committee, will meet at 5:30 p.m. Tuesday in the Council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda for discussion is with regard to parking restrictions on West 12th Street. During the City Council meeting back on September 16th, Dan and Shelley Brown and Corey Larson asked the Council to reconsider visiting the ordinance to change the no parking from the north side of 12th Street to the south side. The Council or the Community Protection Committee will also discuss the issue of four-way stop signs at the intersection of 22nd and Olive Streets and limits for street and alley closure requests after some members of the Council expressed concern about three recent requests from a local bar to close an alley adjacent to their business for additional parking and or special events. The CPC will forward their recommendations on each of those matters to the City Council for consideration during their next meeting on October 7th. The Cass County Conservation Board is holding their sixth annual, or rather biennial, lighted Halloween campground on October 24th. There we go. Until then, the board is looking for people, groups, or organizations to sign up for a site in the campground to decorate. non-scary, with Halloween decorations. Prizes will be for the top three voted sites and for some special categories. Deadline for decorating a site sign is October 16th. The group will have Saturday, October 24th from noon on to decorate. You do get Saturday night camping for free. If you choose to camp, it's not required. You do not have to be a camper. Naturalist Laura Canning said they've seen some great sites done with tents and easy ups and so on. You can message, call, or email your CCCB with your name, email, and phone number. The event will take place from 7 until 9 p.m. on October 24th at Cold Springs State Park in Lewis. It'll be a great, non-scary, family-friendly event and free drive-in night as well. You can call the Cass County Conservation Office to get involved at 712-769-2372. The event, of course, will be canceled if there is inclement weather. For more information on that event, you can follow the Lighted Halloween Campground on Facebook. Caring for another individual can be challenging and rewarding and has been especially hard during COVID-19. Officials with Connections Area Agency on Aging ask, do you know someone or are you caring for an older individual? Do they live in Adair, Adams, Cass, Cherokee, Clark, Decatur, Fremont, Harrison, Ida, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Monona, Page, Plymouth, Ringgold, Shelby, Taylor, Union, or Woodbury County? And if so, the agency would like to hear about that caregiver. How do they take care of themselves and manage the stress? Connections will be honoring the great work of caregivers during National Family Caregiver Month, November 2020. You can share in 250 words or less how the awesome caregiver you're writing about does with their caregiving duties. Now, you can email or email your submissions to Jan Schnack, that's S-C-H-N-A-C-K, Family Caregiver Specialist, Connections Area Agency on Aging at 231 South Main Street in Council Bluffs. Zip code is 51503. And you can see that address along with an email address in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. In the end, all caregivers submitted will be honored during the month of November. A Manchester man who hit a pedestrian and then led authorities on a chase through several Iowa counties has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. 30-year-old Kevin Kreffel Jr. was sentenced recently after he pleaded guilty to four charges, including causing a serious injury with a vehicle. Kreffel was accused of hitting a pedestrian in Olwine on April 18th and then leading authorities on a chase. The pursuit ended when Kreffel's car hit a patrol car driven by Buchanan County Sheriff's Deputy Dan Walter, who was seriously injured. The Iowa Department of Corrections said Sunday that an officer had been assaulted by an inmate at the Anamosa State Penitentiary at around 6:45 p.m. on Saturday. The officer was conducting an investigation interview with an inmate when the inmate unexpectedly struck the officer with a closed fist strike to the face. Additional staff then arrived to restrain the inmate. The officer that was struck in the face was found to have not suffered any serious injury, but another officer that responded to the incident was taken by a department vehicle to the local hospital for a possible foot injury. The inmate did not suffer any injuries. The incident remains under investigation. Authorities say a gunfire erupted at a gathering of motorcycle clubs in Iowa, killing one person and wounding seven others. Waterloo Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald says about 100 people were at the gathering inside of a building in Waterloo early Saturday when there was some kind of confrontation. He said nearby police officers heard the gunfire and responded within seconds. Eight people had gunshot wounds and one of them later died. Four other people were hurt by broken glass or other debris while they were fleeing. Investigators are still trying to determine whether there was more than one shooter, and no arrests have been made. Elsewhere in the news, the race in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District to replace retiring Democratic Congressman Dave Loebsack is considered to be one of the country's most competitive. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Republican Marionette Miller-Meeks of Ottumwa, an eye doctor, is making her fourth try for a seat in the U.S. House. On a recent Saturday morning, Miller-Meeks was at a Jasper County GOP fundraiser that featured a trap shooting competition. Miller-Meeks told the crowd at the fundraiser that as one of eight kids, her parents scoffed at her dream of becoming a doctor, so she left home at the age of 16, went to college, enlisted in the Army, and wound up getting that medical degree. Like other Republicans, Miller-Meeks has been actively campaigning since this spring once businesses reopened after being closed due to the pandemic.
I found that I really missed being able to interact with people. You know, you can do that and be at a respectful distance.
Democratic candidate Rita Hart of Wheatland has mainly held online events.
I certainly don't want to be in a situation where I'm regretting that we had a public event of any kind.
In mid-September, Hart began holding backyard talks in the district. Her first was in Ottumwa. Hart stood in the middle of a dozen people spread out in a circle. Hart, a former teacher and one-term state senator, was the Iowa Democratic Party's 2018 nominee for lieutenant governor. She told the group in Ottumwa her father was a strong Democrat and her mother was a strong Republican, and she learned the value of listening to the other side. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The 2nd District covers the southeast quadrant of the state, and current voter registration data show there are 26,000 more Democrats than Republicans in that district. Barack Obama won the district twice. Donald Trump won it in 2016. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.